Me'inyan le'inyan, this reminded me of another Chassam Sofer. And that other Chassam Sofer is in Parashas Emor. It's in Chassam Sofer ala Torah, not Torah's Moshe, Chassam Sofer ala Torah. It's in the Haftorah. It's the first piece. So there's a pasuk in Yecheskel. The pasuk says, Va'almono ugrusha lo yikhu lahem lenoshim. It's talking about Kohanim. Va'almono ugrusha lo yikhu lahem lenoshim, kiyim besulois mizera beis Yisrael, va'almono ashetia almono mikoyin yikachu. So the almana ugrusha lo yikhu lahem lenashim. Now the truth is, this pasuk is a very shvera pasuk. Why? Because if we're talking about a kohen hedyet, then there is no whistle for kohen hedyet to marry an almana. So if that's the case, so what does it mean? The almana ugrusha l'chayr ugrusha is mashmo all kohanim. So if it's all kohanim, then it's not almana. So man of shach, what's going on? Now the truth is, we know. Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yud Gimel on the days, the Gemara talks about Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Gorin. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Yudam Rav, Brom Zocha Oysa Ishla Toi, Chananya ben Chizkiya Shmoy. Sholmol Ehu, Gonu Sefer Yecheskel, Shol Yudvar of Sois from Divrei Torah. Ma'asa, he went and he reconciled all these psukim. But this is a pasuk that's a little bit tzarech bir. So the Chassam Sofer, Kedarko, he said a Dover Nifla. He said that Yesh Loimah, that this pasuk is coming to tell us a Chiddush. And that is, a kohen's not allowed to marry a grusha. Pashat the pshat is because if this woman was a woman that was usneya ha'ish, loy matza chen be'enav, why? Ki matza be'ervas dover, hazasar froy, is not supposed to marry a kohen. He said, but what would be if there was a man that was megarish his wife, not because she wasn't matza chen be'enav, but rather the reason was, is because he didn't want her to fully yibum. We know kol ayoytzel mechemes beis David get krusis kaisa beyader. Very often, people would give their wife a get because they didn't want her to be an almana, because they didn't want yivum or agunas or all these different shilas. So they would give the get and they would stipulate that they want the get to be chal shah achas koydem yisase. So it says the Chassam Sofer, it could have been a havamina, then maybe azas or grusha should be mutter to a kohen. The almana ugrusha la yikhu lehem. Even a grusha, with the whole reason she's a grusha is to prevent her from being an almana, afal pikin, as asor grusha is also going to be aser. Meaning, the halach is a grusha is a big aser. It doesn't matter if the reason she's a grusha is because she's the one that divorced her husband, like this fray in Italy and Wien and all that drama that took place. And it doesn't matter if the reason she became a grusha was to prevent her from being an almana. Either way, two different chassam soifers, that's what this halach is going to be.